Okay, today we're going to do Beitza Daf Mem Amud Beis. We are starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Mem Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah is going to deal with dinim of muktza that relate to animals that you come to shecht on Yom Tov. Ein mashkin v'shochtin asamid barios. You're not supposed to give animals to drink, and in order to shecht them, because it helps with the skinning of the animal afterwards if they're well hydrated. So you're not allowed to do that with animals that are found in the midbar, because you didn't have in mind that you're going to use those animals before Yom Tov started. So they're muktza. Avol mashkin v'shochtin asamid. But you're allowed to do it for domesticated animals, animals that you have around the house, which you could have thought of using already from before Yom Tov. Eluhin b'yassos, the following are animals that are considered by yassos, domesticated. Halonos be'ir, those that sleep in the city. Midbarios, the midbarios are considered halonos be'afar, those who sleep outside of the city. Lama l'nemer mashkin v'shochtin. Why does it have to tell me mashkin and shochtin? Isn't it all about really whether you're allowed to shecht? What's the mashkin v'shochtin? So it says more, milsa agavorchi k'mashmal, and it's teaching us another helpful bit of information just by adding that word mashkin, namely, v'lashkin ish behemto v'hadalishchot, that it's always a good idea to make sure the animals are well hydrated before you shecht them, mishum sirch demashcha, because that way the skin doesn't adhere to the flesh as much, and it's much easier to skin it afterwards. Tan Rabbanan, Elohim midbarios ve'elohim bayasos. The following is what qualifies an animal as midbarios versus bayasos. Midbarios, kol shiyotzos bepesach v'roz pa'afar. Any animal that goes out of the city on Pesach and goes and it grazes in outside the city, in a place outside the city, v'nechnosos b'revir rishon. And it comes back into the city in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, which is the beginning of the rainy season. So because they're so far away from the city for such a long time, you don't have them in mind. Ve'eluhin bayasos, kol shiyosos rotzo v'ro'os, chutz l'tchum, u'ba'os v'lanos b'sochatchum. Any animals that go outside of the tchum and come back each night into the tchum. Rebbe Yomer, elu ve'elu bayasos hein, that both of those categories of animals would be considered bayasos. Ela elu hein midbarios. You want to know what midbarios are? Kol shiyotzos roos be'efer ve'ein nechnasos liyishav lo b'mosacham lo b'mosag shamin. Midbarios are animals that never come back, that go outside and never come back into the city. Umiyisei l'Rebbe Muktzah, does Rebbe hold of Nisr Muktzah that you're not allowed to shecht midbarios? V'abay minei Rebbe Shimon bar Rebbe, may Rebbe, didn't Rebbe Shimon bar Rebbe ask Rebbe the following? Patzilei tamara, if you have dates that have not been able to ripen on the trees, and they had to take them down from the tree, and they put them in a certain type of kli made out of made out of palm branches to allow them to ripen, those kelim are called chosalim. So Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe wasn't sure. The Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, holds that there's no isser of muktzah in most situations. Mahu, are those dates, since they're not ripened and they're not sweet, are they considered muktzah until they become ripened and sweet? Amar Leih, so Rabbi answered, Ein muktzah le Rabbi Shimon, ella grogros itzimukin bilvad. The only thing that Rabbi Shimon would consider muktzah are dried fruits that are drying on a roof, that since they were originally ra'ui to be eaten, and you yourself put them in the sun to the point where they become not ra'ui to be eaten, so you actively made them unavailable, that's where Rabbi Shimon holds there's a din of muktzah. But something that always was muktzah, and you didn't do anything to make it muktzah, it would not be muktzah. So the Gemara understands that when Rebbe said this to his son about Rebbe Shimon's opinion, that Rebbe holds like that, that there's no issur of muktzah in a regular situation, only if you make it muktzah. So the Gemara answers in three ways. And therefore, that's the kasha that we're asking. How can we say that Rebbe holds, you know, a lot of shech the midbarios because they're muktzah? We see Rebbe doesn't hold of muktzah. Three answers. Number one, Ibai say, Mahani nami kigrogrosu tzimukin dami. These midbarios animals are also something that you have actively made them into muktzah. Answer number two, Vibay Seimel, the Devar of Rabbi Shimon, come Rabbi Lusirle. Just because Rabbi explains the opinion of Rabbi Shimon doesn't mean he holds like Rabbi Shimon. Vibay Seimel, or the Devarim de Rabbanon Karmelahu. When Rabbi started talking about the Midbarios and the Yisr of Muktzah, he was only saying that within the Shita of the Rabbanon. Lididi, Rabbi would say, I personally hold Ein Muktzah, like Rabbi Shimon, that there's no Yisr of Muktzah by these things. El lidit hu, but you who hold that there is a possibility of muktzah by behemos, Oduli Mias Hechad Yotzas Ros BePesach VeMarchas BeRevi'a Rishona. At least admit to me that if they go out Pesach time and they come back in Marchesra in the first rainy season, the Bayasos saying that those do not qualify as Midbarios. Those are considered Bayasos. Va'amalei Rabbanan Lo, and the Rabbanan say no, we disagree. Rather, Midbarios saying those in fact are considered to be Midbarios. Hadron Alach Meshil and Peros Slika Maseches Beitza Malzov for finishing Maseches Beitza and Be'ezus Hashem we will begin Maseches Megillah very shortly.